total rainfall accumulations of 10 to 15 inches over southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and southern Alabama are possible through the weekend, with possible isolated amounts of up to 20 inches.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal already has declared a state of emergency. A decade after 9/11, a new medical report shows that firefighters who responded to Ground Zero are 19% more likely to be diagnosed with cancer. Retired New York firefighter Rocco Ciricella says they've been making that case for years.
It's nice to start hearing that there's studies that are backing what many firefighters and rescue workers and construction workers are suffering with.
Researchers think chemicals got into the firefighters' lungs by sticking to the dust they inhaled. Casey Anthony's attorneys go back to court today. The state wants her to be ordered to pay about $350,000 in order to pay back the cost of searching for the daughter that she already knew was dead. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Stop by for our end of summer celebration with great savings all over the store. Get 15% off Energy Star appliances priced $397 or more. Or choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Then, head over to Paint, where you can save $10 on every $50 you spend on paint and paint supplies. Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/5/11. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Stocks could lose more ground at the start of trading this morning after a Wall Street retreat yesterday as traders wait for the August jobs report. Expectations are for just a modest rise in the number of jobs created last month and for unemployment to hold steady at 9.1%. Stocks overseas are sinking ahead of that report, and S&P futures in the red by 8, NASDAQ futures down 15, Dow futures sliding 73 points. There is a hopeful sign on jobs, though, this morning. Online recruiting firm Monster Worldwide says its monthly gauge of online labor demand in the U.S. rose 2.1% in August, helped as retailers needed more workers for the back-to-school season. Bad news for Netflix. The video service and the movie channel Stars are going their separate ways, unable to come to terms on a new agreement. The breakup will deprive Netflix of its most valuable source of recently released movies, especially those from Disney and Sony. Oil prices down 69 cents, $88.24 a barrel. I'm Steve Potus from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of select Behr, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden paints and stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic. Your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier. With $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody, and a good Friday morning to you all. It is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for punching in with us on this early Friday morning program. A lot to get to today and very excited to get through the week. It is a Labor Day weekend. We honor the past, the present, and the future. For without labor, we would not have even this three-day weekend. So let's be mindful of that. It's a beautiful thing. Hope you all had a great day yesterday. The temperature's been turned up. Going to be 93 degrees today. And then we're going to kind of bottom out come Monday. It's just amazing. You kind of look at the clock, the calendar, and we're going to go, really, I mean literally, going to go from 93 today to a high on Monday of 70 degrees. It's just amazing how quickly that happens. It is September after all, right? It's just crazy. It's just a little bit crazy. That's all. Enjoyed my day yesterday. Had a great afternoon. Watched the Tigers lose. Watched the Lions win last night. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But really had a great day yesterday. Moving the show forward. Making progress with the program. Very happy about that. We got a great show for you today. Activist and journalist Monica Ross Williams will be with us at 7 o'clock. I just want to share her with you because I met her briefly at the after party for the Stephanie Miller event. And she posts regularly on the First Shift Facebook page. And she's one of those people that's standing up. So I just want to introduce her to you. Autumn Smith will be joining us. You'll remember her for the Jace Bulger recall. Lots of news yesterday. I mean, lots of news. And it's like coming in and going out the same door in about a five-minute period of time. So we need to find out from Autumn what's going on. She'll give us an update. Joe DeSano will be with us as well as we as we're getting ready, of course, to do our Friday segment. It wouldn't be a Friday without Joe. And so now, as we began yesterday, our newest feature.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, I did mention very briefly in my opening remarks that it is Labor Day weekend, and I do want you to be mindful that because of organized labor, we have a 40-hour work week. We have three-day weekends. We celebrate and are compensated properly for time working when others would be off. And those of you who should be most grateful for Labor Day are not necessarily those that are part of organized labor, but those of you that enjoy the benefits having not had to shed one drop of blood or one drop of sweat on your brow. That's right. The brothers and sisters of organized labor did all that work for you, and you need to reward them. How do you do that? By honoring the idea of what collective bargaining agreements mean, what unions do for all of us, and how important they are as we move forward. Yes, it is Labor Day weekend. And that means for many of you, a little less labor and a little more appreciation. And that is the first word on this Friday program. Jeffrey Radford, what a glorious day it was weather-wise yesterday. You shared with me that just as things were cooling off, your air conditioning went out in your apartment. So you thought, no, Rush, we don't need to get it fixed. You're regretting that decision now?
Yeah, I like how you start that out with, what a glorious weather day. And I was sitting in the apartment dying with the fan on me. because it was 90-some degrees. But, yeah, that was quite cute. And I know my parents will appreciate that. They actually came out on one weekend and visited me, and that's when the air conditioning broke. And my mom made mention to me, hey, you better get this fixed. And I was like, yeah, don't worry. I mean, I know the weather's coming up, and it's starting to cool off. I'm like, no, there's no rush. And, of course, yesterday hits, and it was like, okay, time to find a way out of here and to a place where there's some air conditioning.
Right. Well, and then you shared with me you were here in the studio till 10:30 last night putting our show together for Monday. And, I said, oh, man, that's kind of late. And you say, listen, without air conditioning in the apartment, I'd rather have been here. So do you not have trouble sleeping when it's hot? I do. That's why I love my air conditioning.
Yeah, but, you know, I've actually gotten to I got the fan in the window, and the bed's right next to the window, so the fan blows on me all night. I wake up in the middle of the night freezing, eventually. I mean, last night wasn't, because it didn't cool off that much during the night. But for the most part, I can fall asleep with a fan on me.
Gotcha. So,
hey, you told me this. And by the way, at Tony Trupiano on Twitter, because I am now, you know my love for Twitter. UAW was following us. Not only that, but they retweeted us.
Did they?
Yeah, because yesterday, around this time yesterday, Paul called in.
Yes.
The dinosaur from the third shift, as he self-described himself.
Love that guy. Love that guy. Yeah,
exactly. So I put it on Twitter. I put at 6:20 in the morning, Paul in Sterling Heights gave us a great reason to check out the podcast. Because if you're able to get up that early, I wanted people that follow us on Twitter to, go and check out the podcast and hear what Paul had to say. And I tagged it with UAW, and they retweeted us.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, we have, by the way, Jeff has commandeered our Twitter, at Tony Trupiano Twitter feed. That is for the show, and so it's appropriate that he do that. So you're going to be seeing, if you're following us on Twitter, and of course we want to, we certainly want to encourage all of you to do that, you're going to be seeing a lot more stuff, not just during the show, but off hours as well, And so we'll if there's something you would like Jeff to maybe pay attention to, let him know, and because he'll be following the at Tony Troop. Not that I won't, but it's now his baby, and happy to have him do it.
You can let us know by sending us a message on tweet us.
Yes,
at Tony Trupiano.
Absolutely, and we want to encourage you to do that throughout the show. Anyway, so another portal in. To the plant that we call First Shift. Of course, I mentioned Tigers lost, Lions won last night. One of them mattered, one of them didn't.
The Lions mattered?
No. No.
Darn it, because they're the ones who won.
Yeah, that one didn't matter, unfortunately. A tough game. You and I actually were on the phone, and they had rallied and were ahead, and no sooner do I hang up the phone with you, Phil Koch had come in relief, and bang, 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 two doubles and a single, and all of a sudden, it don't look so pretty for the Detroit Tigers. They lose one yesterday, and they split the series with Kansas City. I guess all in all, you'll take 500 coming out of this, but obviously at this point we want to win for my Tigers.
It's just what a frustrating roller coaster game. Because as I told you, I was actually outside enjoying the weather. Well, I could.
Does that mean you were at the pool?
I was at the pool.
Okay, I just want to know what that means. I was outside enjoying the weather.
Right. Well, I had my phone with the email on and checking it to make sure I wasn't missing anything that was going on. But I also had the radio on, listening to the game, and it was like one of those where every 20 minutes it was like, oh, screw these guys. They can't get, they're not scoring runs. They just gave up a two-run shot to the Royals, and now they're losing. They're probably going to lose today. And then I was like, I'm not listening anymore, which, of course, I continue to listen because then suddenly they made a comeback. And I'm like, yeah, that's all right. Now we're in business. All right, I see where this is going. And it was like back and forth the entire day where, I was excited about it. Then I was like, oh, man, these guys are killing me.
Well, I had to walk away. I had to go to see the bookkeeper because I had to get my, pay stubs so you guys could get your checks today. So I had to walk away towards the end of the game, and obviously 11-8 was the final. So be it. We move on. Every game's big at this point as far as I'm concerned. I don't care who we're playing. We just need to consistently, find a way to win more than we lose, and I think we'll be okay heading into the playoffs.
I wish that Jacob Turner pitched a little better, but it was nice, though, that he, at some point in the game, they had a lead, actually, after he had left. So it wasn't his fault that they had lost. But it still, the bullpen not coming through, it was frustrating.
It wasn't a great start for Jacob Turner. There's no question it wasn't one of his better. It certainly wasn't as good as his first start, in my opinion, anyway.
Right. Young guy. And actually, remember what we talked about yesterday? Rod and Mario and even Dan and Jim talked about the same thing, about where what Jacob Turner's role in this all is. And he's going to get a couple of chances here down the stretch to prove that he should be put on the playoff roster or not. And, I mean, obviously, right now, I don't think he's going to have to pitch better to be put on that roster.
Yeah, there's no question that that's true. And, of course, the Lions had their last playoff game last night against the Buffalo Bills. You know, the starters only played one series, which we didn't expect them to play at all. To be honest, I didn't expect them to play at all. The defense was awesome. They gave up one touchdown. The defense gave up one touchdown the entire preseason. I know it doesn't matter, but it is impressive.
Yeah, that is. I mean, again, it's the preseason. But did you see what else took place at the game last night? And maybe it was a very off-center kind of thing. It wasn't something that you would, you know, mainstream caught. But very cool thing that happened is they honored Tom Kowalski by actually setting up a spot for him, a reserved spot in the press box. And make, you know, kind of honoring him in that way. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That was very, very cool. And they actually showed that during the game as well. So that was awesome. No, that was really awesome. And have we heard anything as far as funeral arrangements for Killer? Have they said anything yet?
There is something today, actually, at Chelly's. There's a kind of a memorial thing going on this afternoon at Chelly's Chili.
Okay. Well,
but I mean, other than that, I think that's for the public, and then, you know, I don't know, privately they're doing something.
Okay. Well, you know, if we get some information, people are interested, we'll pass it along to you throughout the course of the show. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Thank you for punching in with us this early morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to. If you are a school teacher in the state of Michigan, how would you like to work for a company kind of like, you know, a whorehouse where, you know, they can call and say, yeah, I want a blonde teacher with a nice rack that can teach fourth grade. And I'm not joking. The Republicans want to privatize teachers in the state of Michigan. We got so much to get to today. Folks, you're going to want to stay where you're at. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes all good news. Moving along very nicely out there. Traffic just starting to build for those coming in along I-96, making that ride from Brighton in toward Novi. Not seeing heavy traffic yet as you make your way toward 275 or 696 or heading up M5.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service is going to be hot and a high of 98 degrees. Tonight there is a chance of thunderstorms, our low 75. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms and a high near 93. Right now we have some light fog at Metro Airport and 76 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Recently on First Shift,
State Senator Bert Johnson.
I guess I'm breaking it here on the Tony Trupiano show that I'm in fact going to be running in the 13th district and can't tell you the amount of support that I'm getting from the community. And frankly, the number of people who have called me to say, Bert, here's what you should do based on what we see as the tea leaves saying. So it will be the 13th congressional district. I live in the city of Highland Park. Highland Park is within the 13th district, and this is going to be some kind of ride next summer, Tony, and I invite you to come and take it with me.
Absolutely.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
You gotta love going out for a steak dinner. The official meal of something great just happened. She said yes. Well, may I recommend a T-bone for two? Finally got that big promotion? It's filet mignon time. Heck, just getting through another Monday is reason enough for a sizzling sirloin. Oh, yeah. That's the protein-packed power of lean beef. Learn to love all 29 cuts at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thank you for punching in with us on this early Friday morning. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day actually is asking a question based on some awfully good news yesterday. Jeff, I don't know if you saw it. Front page of the Freep.com and DebtNews.com throughout the day yesterday. Auto